Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Wanted to give you an idea of some games that are going on this week in the NHL because they're not going to play on Thursday, Turkey Day. So tonight you got the Sabres 7-11-0 playing at the Bell Center in Montreal against the 9-8-1 Canadiens. Suzuki's been a badass. 11 goals, 12 helpers, 23 points. The captain leads the Habs and everything. And then you got a late night game out at Crypto in La 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 Lipstick City as the Rangers continue their West Coast trek. 9-6-4 taking on the 11-8-2 surprising LA Kings. Panarin's got 22 points to lead the Rangers. Fiala, 18 points to lead the Kings. So tomorrow on Wednesday, you got tons of games, and they're good ones. The Flames play the Penguins at PPG in the Steel City. Crosby's been absolutely lighting it up. 9 goals, 14 dimes, 23 points. Lindholm has 16 points for the Flames. The Blues are playing in Shabbat Buffalo. Hopefully they'll have those 6 feet of snow, like sidewalks and driveways plowed, so they can get to the arena to watch the hockey game. Braden Schenn has 15 points for the Blues. And Thompson, 22 points for the Sabres. Coyotes and Canes play in Raleigh. How about your boy Keller for Arizona? 7 goals, 11 assists for 18 points. The Canadiens and Blue Jackets hook up at Nationwide in Columbus. Johnny Hockey, 15 points for the Jackets. They've struggled early in the season. Predators and Red Wings will go at it at Little Caesars in Detroit Rock City. Forsberg's got 18 points for the Preds, and they go to visit the Wings. Bruins and Panthers will be a good one in Sunrise at Florida Live Arena. Pasta with 28 points for the Bruins. And Matthew Tkachuk, 24 points for the Panthers. The Jets and Wild are going to play in mini at the XL Energy Center. Jets have been very impressive, if you ask me. Kaprasov, 20 points for the Wild. Leafs and Devils. How about the Devils? What a winning streak. They've been on a heater, if you will. The Leafs and Devs at the Rock in Newark. That sounds delicious. Bratt's been unbelievable for the Devils with 22 points. The Oilers go to the racetrack to see the Islanders at Belmont out in Elmont, New York. Both of these teams can light it up. Connor McDavid, 34 points. Barzal, 21 points for the Isles. The Flyers and Capitals will dance at Capital One Arena in D.C. And you got Ovi, 17 points for the Caps, but they've been less than impressive. The Blackhawks meet the Stars at the American Airlines Center down in Dallas. Patty Kane with 13 points. How about Robertson for the Stars? 27 points, 12 goals, and 15 assists. The Rangers meet the Ducks at the Pond in Anaheim. Canucks and Avs will hook up at Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Nathan MacKinnon with 26 points for the Avs. Sharks and Kraken in Seattle at Climate Pledge. Kraken have blown my mind how they're playing. Eberle's got 15 points for them. They've been tough. Senators are going to get raked in Vegas by the Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena. Jack Eichel, 22 points so far for Vegas. So, like I said, no games on Pharrell's Giving, but on Black Friday, there are hockey games and plenty of them. The Penguins will go to Philadelphia to see the Flyers at Wells Fargo. They hate each other's guts. Canes and Bruins. How good is that one at the Garden in Boston? You got to be kidding me. Light it up. And it's an afternoon game, 1 o'clock. It's even on NHL Network. The Habs and Blackhawks at the United Center in Chicago. The Leafs are in St. Paul to take on the Wild. The Avs go to Smashville to hook up with the Predators at Bridgestone. Flames and Caps could be decent in D.C. Senators are at Anaheim. The Devils go to snowy Buffalo. Islanders and Jackets in Columbus at Nationwide. The Yotes are at Detroit. That's Arizona at the Red Wings. Blues and Lightning will be on TNT, a national TV game from Amalie in Tampa in the Gulf Coast. And Kraken Knights in Vegas. How delicious is that one on Sin City Strip right there at T-Mobile? That one will be delicious. Jets and Stars should be a really good game in Dallas. And King Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. All those games Black Friday. The weekend's going to be good, too. How about Leafs and Penguins again in Pittsburgh? They played there like a week ago, and the Leafs kicked their ass. Oilers and Rangers at the world's most famous MSG in the Big Apple, a 1 o'clock start on NHL Network, Saturday afternoon style. 4 o'clock, Flames and Canes in Raleigh. 6 o'clock on Saturday, Blues Panthers in Sunrise. Then the normal night slate, Caps Devils at 7 at the Rock in Newark, 7:30 at the racetrack, Flyers Islanders at Belmont Park, and then at 8, Jackets Preds in Bridgestone, Smashville, 9 Eastern Stars Avs at Ball Arena in Denver, and the late night game Saturday will be Canucks and Knights in Vegas at T-Mobile. Don't forget, Sunday there's games as well. The Coyotes are in St. Paul to take on the Wild. The Blackhawks host the Jets in Chicago. Seattle's on the pond in Anaheim. Canucks and Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. And the Kings host the Sens at Crypto in Lipstick City. So just, I wanted to give you the whole week because I know you're going to be, you know, shoving food in your face on Turkey Day and everything, and arguing with relatives and family members, and you're probably going to have a buzz on. You're going to be drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and talking. So I just wanted to get you, you know, revved up and set up for all the hockey games the entire week, because it's important because everybody loves hockey. Oh, they love their hockey. I really can't believe what the Devils have been doing. I look back to Saturday over the weekend when, you know, this guy Akira Schmid made 25 saves and the Devils beat the Senators' ass 5-1 on the road in Ottawa, and it was their 12th straight win. Howla, Bastion, Boakvist, Sarangovich, and McLeod also scored for the Devils. At that point, when they win 12 straight, they were 15-3-0. That is crazy what they've done. You know what's even crazier? That I laid a goal and a half in that game on Saturday and got plus 170 for my efforts as they stomp them by 4 goals. They were up 3-0 and it was all over but the shouting. If you remember early in the season, the fans were chanting, "Fire Lindy." Then they had a sorry Lindy night at the Rock where they shouted how sorry they were that they wanted him fired because all they do is win. Ruff said, "I accept the apology. Someday us and the fans are going to sit down and have a beer and laugh about it." It is funny. The last time they made the playoffs was 2018, their only trip to the postseason since making the cup final in 2012. Last year, a disaster. Ruff said we had a lot of pain last year. We're back to how we want to play the game. On different nights, we've got everybody that's contributing to the win. On most nights, we're giving ourselves a chance to win a hockey game. You know, through 16 games, at one point, they were third in the NHL in goals per game at 3.75. They had guys like Jesper Bratt and Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier playing way above a point per game pace. They had everybody contributing. Forwards like Miles Wood, Dawson Mercer, Sarangovich, Zetterlund, Thomas Tatar, all scoring goals. Dougie Hamilton, the defenseman, has been great. He's top 10 in scoring for defensemen in the league. They got a ton of speed, and they're creative. The Devils are the best team in the NHL at getting shots off a rush, averaging almost 15 shots per game at even strength. The league averages 11.8 shots. The Devils lead the NHL in expected goals, 3.4 per 60 minutes. One of their best wins was a comeback win at Edmonton. The Devils had a 31-14 shot attempt advantage. Bottom line is, Mackenzie Blackwood and Vitek Vanecek have done a great job in goal for the Devils. Flat out. They've just been making all the saves, and no one thought either one of them was worth a damn. One of the other reasons they're so good is they don't give up odd man rushes because they're so fast. They allow the lowest shots on goal per 60 minutes at even strength, which is 23 shots. They give up an expected goal number of 2 per game. I think John Marino's made a big difference for him coming over from the Penguins, that's for sure. Last year, they were 28th in the league in power plays. And then this year, and they were at 15%. This year, they're already at 20%. And obviously, keeping Hughes, Hischier, and Hamilton healthy and on the ice is a key as well. They haven't had big injuries, and they're getting everything done and playing every day. Palat's the only guy that had injury. He had a groin surgery, and he's on IR. I gotta tell you, I love watching the Devils. They are fun to watch play hockey.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.